You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Good morning and welcome. It is 8:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. As we begin hour number three, and big, beautiful Bill still in play, not dead. And Trump coming off just a hugely successful trip in the Middle East. We'll get into all of that in further detail. But right now, our special guest, Nanette Holt, joins us again, independent journalist and regular contributor to Epoch Times. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Always good to be here with you.
So right off the bat, decoupling is dead. The racehorse industry, the thoroughbred industry, will continue, and this will give them more time to adjust to possible changes in the future?
Yeah, huge news for our area. Some legislation was rocketing through, just galloping through the legislature,
if you would,
but suddenly failed to cross the finish line.
Hmm.
And people were very despondent. We're in horse country here. So many jobs tied to horse racing. Didn't really directly affect this area in that it was all about decoupling gambling from the Gulfstream Park. There's a casino there that was allowed to come in because of horse racing. They wanted to decouple it, though, and say it didn't have to be tied to horse racing, which everyone in this area who relies on those jobs said, well, that's going to affect us. They're going to get rid of horse racing in Gulfstream Park, the biggest hub of racing in the state. But suddenly, it failed to cross the finish line. Why did it stumble? Well, it stumbled right after Governor DeSantis met with the folks down in Ocala, the people leading the charge to stop this thing.
It's like a Horsemen's Association or something?
Yeah, and he signaled, hey, I'm not in favor of this. And I guess they did the numbers and said, well, we don't have enough to overcome a veto. So they pulled back. They reined it in. Forgive me. And but they do expect the legislation to be pushed again in the next legislative session next year. So the people in Ocala who are big in the thoroughbred industry mm-hmm. are trying to come up with ideas now. How do we preserve what we have here in Ocala so we don't completely change our economy? And they have some interesting ideas. Would you like to hear them?
I heard one is building a track.
Well, they have a track. They have a track at a facility called the Ocala Breeders Sales. Beautiful track.
Is that by the airport?
It is by the airport.
Okay.
Right across from the airport. It used to also be a horse show facility. I used to show there myself. And anyway, they said that with the right technology that could stream these races and send them out all over the world for betting, which is the trend now. People don't go to the races anymore. They mm-hmm. want to watch them, bet on them on their phone, whatever. They said, we could possibly pull it off. It would take a lot of technology. So look for possible some big changes coming to Ocala horse country.
Wow. Well, that's great news. At least they bought themselves some time to make these adjustments or come up with an idea that sounds very encouraging right now. I like it. Speaking of the Ocala area, did you recently visit Silver Springs?
We did. What a cool piece of Florida. Wow. If you remember back in the day, it was kind of a theme park, but you know, it doesn't have the screens and the rides and the things to keep people excited anymore. So ended up the state bought it some years back. We went on Friday. Wow. What an experience. It's $2 to get in. You can ride these glass bottom boats. There's an extra fee for that, and I can't tell you how much it is. But you have to bring some folding money when you get on these boats, because you're going to want to tip your captain at the end. It's a 30-minute ride that is so fascinating about Florida history and this watershed and the monkeys, the legendary monkeys that are all over the place, the alligators that are there. Did you know those tours have been going on since, you want to guess?
1900s, early.
1860. I couldn't believe
it. Oh, my gosh.
Those captains are old. I mean, they are really old.
They had to stop for a while and fight a civil war, didn't they? And then they had to put the boats back in the water?
Yeah, like five Aprils, they were fighting that war. Yep. But I will say, they're not the original boats, thankfully. So
that's
they are,
good news.
They call them third generation, but I think third...
They're still old.
You know what they did? Yeah. They sent them all to Mexico and made them tall ships.
Wow.
No?
Oh,
too soon?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Let's move on. So Silver Springs, you're saying, look, for $2 you get in, it's a little bit more for the glass bottom boat tour, but yeah, what a visual it provides. I remember being on the glass bottom boat and I said, wow, there's something really special. If you've never done that.
Yeah.
Absolute treasure. I will have to tell you, people have not gotten the memo about alligators. This is alligator breeding season. We came right up upon a 12-foot mama. The guide said she has 62 new babies. They do fiercely. The moms fiercely defend their babies. Mm-hmm. A lot of times when you hear that grunting noise, it's mama calling babies, babies calling mama. Mm. And we actually watched a guy on a paddleboard paddle right up to this mama. And I thought, wow, this is not, he didn't get the memo, but.
She thought she was going to get her money's worth is what she thought.
I was hoping not to see that show and we dodged it. But yeah, it's full of wildlife. It's a can't miss in our area.
Hey, one of the things that we've all been talking about lately is air travel. I just got back from Philadelphia. I had it was so smooth going up. We flew out of Jacksonville. Everything worked out perfect, nonstop. We touched down 15 minutes early. I was like, wow, all these horror stories I hear, there's nothing to them, right? Oh, yeah, wait for the return flight. Different airline, delayed flight, delayed, just, nonsense. So I'm understanding there's a lot of rumblings. There's things that is going on in the airline industry, and you might be seeing some development of some stories here. What can you tell us?
We at the Epic Times have an outstanding reporter by the name of Janice Heisel, H-I-S-L-E. I would encourage people to go check it out. Check her out. Get a notification when she has a new story. She's got something coming out that is so blockbuster that a lot of people are going to stop flying until this thing is addressed. She has interviewed whistleblowers. She has interviewed anonymous captains that we have verified to be truly who they say they are, who are afraid for their own families to fly.
That is a frightening thought. When you put it that way, when they're very concerned and not so happy or not wanting their own families to fly, that sends out a really strong message, doesn't it?
It sure does. When she told me what she has in this story, and I can't share it yet, but it is going to be talked about a lot. When she shared with me the facts, I almost couldn't believe it. And I questioned her about whether she had verified her sources. She has, and it's blockbuster.
So, I mean, I'm kind of guessing here, but there's a DEI, obviously DEI angle here. I mean, I thought we already sort of agreed, and this came up through the FAA stuff, that, no, we're back to we want the best of the best, you know, whether it's in a tower or whether they're in the cockpit. I thought we want the best of the best, but you're telling me that DEI may be alive and well, very much so in the corporate airline world?
We have documented this. Janice has documented this very well. They rename the programs. When you are dealing with companies that have their own policies, perhaps we will hear about a company who has guaranteed that they will have half of their airline captains will be women within the next few years. Well, the problem there is not that women can't do a great job. I know some female pilots who are amazing. But that's not, we don't have as many women wanting to go into the field. So we have a smaller pool of women.
To draw from, yeah.
So what do you do if they can't pass? What do you do if they can't land the simulator? That's all I'm going to say about this.
Wow.
That's scary
this
stuff.
This could really turn into something big. Hey, last thing, Casey DeSantis I thought she was going to run for governor. We got to wrap this up. But it's very, very quiet on that front. What do you know? Or what can you tell us?
You know, very quiet. She had Hope Florida had a problem. That's her flagship big push in the state. It had problems with money. You know, Representative Byron Donalds jumped out there quickly. President Trump jumped out quickly to endorse him. I think people who were going to run are now thinking they don't want to take on a MAGA candidate.
Well, all right. Wow. Great stuff. Always appreciate you. Nanette Holt, thanks for joining us again. We look forward to it. And she mentioned Congressman Byron Donalds. Guess who we have up at 9:05? The very same one. So stick around, my friends. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And our time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast is always available wherever you normally download your podcast. Click on subscribe and you'll never miss a minute of the show. You don't want to miss coming up at 9:05, Congressman Byron Donalds, possibly the next governor of Florida. We'll see where he stands and what's going on. Still, he has a job to do in Congress. That big, beautiful bill is still in play. So we'll get the latest from him. And this happened a couple days ago. The Supreme Court, a 7-2 ruling, extended its injunction that temporarily bars the Trump administration from removing Venezuela immigrants from the U.S. under that Aliens Enemy Act proclamation. And then remanded the case back to the Fifth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to resolve the question of how much time should be afforded for detainees to contest their removals. Because remember, if you give everyone due process, literally give everyone their day in court, this would drag on, I mean, for decades, and that's being very conservative in the numbers, decades, because it's a crazy amount of people.
Yeah.
The majority said the government did not provide migrants targeted under the wartime authority with enough time or information to contest their cases. Really?
Hmm.
How much time do they need? They make a statement and either they, you know, they have an asylum granted to them or they do not. I mean, remember, it's not like they were invited here. Well, I mean, they were in a way, but not legally. The detainees' interests at stake are accordingly particularly weighty. Under these circumstances, notice roughly 24 hours before removal, devoid of information about how to exercise due process rights to contest that removal, surely does not pass muster. That's what the majority wrote in the decision, but it is not optimal for this court, far removed from the circumstances on the ground, to determine in the first instance the precise process necessary to satisfy the Constitution in this case. Wow. So the body of people in the black robes, who is the final say on what is constitutional and what is not, aren't really sure. Basically, that's what they're saying. Well, you know, far be it for us. We're here in this, you know, ivory tower in our nice black, you know, robes. And, we don't know. I mean, you're going to ask us to get into the minutia, how it should be dealt with? Just come to us with, like, 10 or 12 options, and we'll pick the best three.
Pick one. Don't you feel like sometimes, and I'm forgetting exactly which one it was a couple of weeks back, you feel like information that we knew, somehow they didn't get to come to the conclusion they came to. It's kind of like, how do you come to that conclusion if you knew what we know? It's like, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah, it seems like it's before either they knew he was a wife beater or before they knew he was involved in trafficking humans. I don't know. The order we're talking about here with the Supreme Court applied to migrants held in Texas. The justices did not reach the question of the lawfulness of removals under the Alien Enemies Act. We recognize the significance of the government's national security interest, as well as the necessity that such interest be pursued in a manner consistent with the Constitution. In light of the foregoing, lower courts should address AEA cases expeditiously. All right, let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Mike, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, the Alien Enemies Act is actually perfect for what they're trying to use it for. And you know, my comment is, if you stop them right by the border, even if they've been there for a day or two, you send them right back with no process or anything. What is the difference if they're here for 24 hours, 48 hours, or 6 months? They don't deserve any due process.
Yeah, that is interesting. Yeah, that's been the case. So many turnarounds. They just say, turn around and go back. Why would a time frame really matter? Oh, I don't know. You can't just tell me to go back because I've been here 6 days or 6 months. Yeah, what a great point that you make. What difference would that make? It shouldn't be a matter of the time thing.
No.
Well, it's not a statute of limitations thing. Yeah, if you can stay here, if you can suck it up for 6 months, man, you're in like Flynn. Yeah, I don't think that doesn't make sense, does it? It's not logical. All right. And, of course, Trump spoke out about it in very strong terms. And he said the Supreme Court, in all caps, the Supreme Court won't allow us to get criminals out of our country. Now, the two dissenting opinions came from Justices Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas. But still 7-2. And President Trump was not not happy, and we'll get into that in a second. Bet. But the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, Jeff, you're on the air.
I'm curious about the numbers of illegals that came in that were aided by cartels. You would think that the left knew they were doing something wrong. Biden himself said flood the border. That's really never been addressed. And so illegals coming across, but at what point did the cartels get actively involved where the left should have went, oh, wait a minute, this is not good. But instead they were like, wow, the cartels are helping. This is a great thing. They're friends with MS-13, and they're friends with drug cartels in Mexico. God bless America.
Yeah, the Supreme Court acknowledges, you know, national security issues related to it. They acknowledge it, but then they still kick it downstairs to the Court of Appeals, the Fifth. All right.
I don't get it.
Well, the president went on to say, in light of this, the Supreme Court has just ruled that the worst murderers, drug dealers, gang members, and even those who are mentally insane who came into our country illegally are not allowed to be forced out without going through a long, protracted, and expensive legal process, one that will take possibly many years for each person, and one that will allow these people to commit many crimes before they even see the inside of a courthouse. Trump claimed the decision will let more criminals pour into our country and will do a great harm to our cherished American public. Yep. It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show, and coming up, Dan Bongino and Kash Patel discussing the details surrounding Jeffrey Epstein's death. Bongino saying, yeah, he did kill himself. Really? Details on that coming up on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I've seen the official file, so it must be true. I mean, it's in the file. You don't believe what's in the file? Good morning and welcome. It's 8:33 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. We've got a lot to talk about. Thank you, though, for joining us. And don't forget the Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you normally download your podcast. Just click on subscribe, and you'll never miss a minute of the show. So Dan Bongino was on with his boss, FBI Director Kash Patel. They were on with Maria, Sunday Morning Futures on Fox. And this is basically what they said about the Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide.
Okay.
And host Maria Bartiromo basically said, well, people don't believe it. People don't believe it. Well, this is Kash. Well, I mean, listen. They have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in the prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what this was. Bongino added, he killed himself. Again, you want me to... And then he paused, he says, I've seen the whole file.
Okay.
He killed himself.
Devil's advocate here. Just like that file says what it does, it's the official government file, so did the one for JFK, which was a nothing burger, to borrow a term, because it was the official file. The things that we believe, or a lot of people believe, they didn't make the file. They didn't get in it.
Look.
Just saying.
Look, here's the thing, okay?
It's an opinion.
You take a guy and you string him up. And you let him, you know, die by asphyxiation.
Sure.
Okay, is there any way to really tell whether it's by his hand or not? The way this knot was tied, it would appear that the person was left-handed, whereas he was right-handed. Yes, there may be ways.
Sure.
But again, how would you know what happened? Here's how you'd know what happened. I don't know. Maybe he's in the tightest secure of secure detention centers. Well, he was. Maybe there's video cameras that actually keep an eye on everything going on there. Well, there were. Well, maybe those cameras that should then be working.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, things break. And, you know, it is technology. Okay. Well, in the case of cameras failing, there were two folks that were on duty, and that was their job, was to monitor the prisoners.
Yeah, you make the rounds. Sure.
It's their job. So.
Yeah, Bob, they had a long day.
Well, yeah.
They were tired.
Yeah.
And they fell asleep.
They fell asleep. They have a gig at the most secure detention center, probably a fairly good-paying gig.
Yeah.
Compared to, you know, other jobs similar to that.
Sure.
Because there's a little bit more responsibility on you, or there should be.
Mm-hmm.
And these folks decided they were going to take a nap. Two of them at the same time. I mean, that's cute.
Maybe they got these folks in the same place as they got the people that were protecting the president on the day he got shot. The same.
Yeah. So, yeah, I read the file. Oh, so you're saying that you read everything the government wanted you or anybody else to read.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, but I have now with my new job, I have very high security clearance. Yeah. What if it says in the file, a note at the end? Oh, by the way, this is an account and there is another account, but you're not allowed to mention it. And that's official.
That would be interesting.
Then what would you do? You'd say, well, you could read the whole file.
Sure.
But then, you know.
Yeah. I just, again, we like Bongino. We like the new crew in D.C. I just think the mistake in my view is that we're believing the files. Well, they are. And I just think it's the things that don't make the file that are what makes it something other than what they want us to believe.
Okay, and let's just say, okay, so he did commit suicide. No one killed him. They just gave him, an opportunity to where he wasn't being monitored for long enough to be able to kill himself. So, whether it was actually a physical act of his own hand or not, they provided an opportunity. Wasn't he on suicide watch? He had to be. So, he was on suicide watch, and he was able to commit suicide. Huh. Well, mistake or just a failure? Or more than that? Was that in the file?
Hmm.
These guys just happen to be asleep at the same time the cameras malfunction. Come on, man. I mean, really.
I know.
It's like they don't even have to try anymore. And when I say they, whatever, the conspiratorial people actually, engage.
It's so easy.
In making it a conspiracy, yes. Yeah, it's so easy. It's like, who's going to question us? Yeah, cameras break, Greg couldn't run in an environment like that. Kill you because you'd say, no, that's not what I told you to do. That's not how, even if you were a bad guy, you wouldn't like it. Because you're like, oh, no. That's way too sloppy. There's way too many questions. What? We're going to say the guys were asleep and the cameras were broken at the same time. And he somehow learned, in the last 4.5 hours exactly how to, utilize material available to hang himself.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, they're never going to buy it.
Right.
Well, we didn't.
And then the other guy goes, hold my beer. Watch this,
Yeah.
It's just, it is hard. It's hard to see credibility in government, and I don't know, for them to come out in this way, I hope they're not doing that old, there's a lot more to it, but actually, technically, he did kill himself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's not what they said. They said, I read the whole file, he killed himself.
Right.
Okay, but is that the whole story?
See,
of course it's not.
My point.
Right. Speaking of Kash Patel, let's see, I guess that same interview, he discussed the 2017 claim that President Donald Trump's first presidential election win resulted from Russian collusion. Despite the statute of limitations having expired on prosecuting any criminality, Patel told host Maria Bartiromo to expect a wave of transparency in a week.
Ooh,
or two.
That's interesting.
Oh, no, don't do that. Oh, that's interesting.
Come on.
Because that sounds like something I would do. And we've both been wrong.
I know.
Because we are getting these, like you said earlier, nothing burgers.
Exactly.
Oh, wow. It's all coming out now. It's all coming. This could have repercussions. This could have. And then we get tweet, tweet. Yeah, crickets, not birds, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
It hasn't fixed anything. We haven't gotten the answer. And it's not that we haven't gotten the answers we wanted. We've gotten these just kind of cleaned up, polished answers.
Yeah, if you go through all the files and there was something in there, don't you think somebody cleaned those files up a long time ago when many people involved in the case of the JFK thing were still alive?
Yes.
Because there were other things at stake? And so they went in there and they go, oh, yeah. Oh, so I read the whole file. Well, how do you know if it was the whole file? How can you be guaranteed that what you read is the whole file?
There's a point.
Right?
Yeah.
I read the whole file. Oh, did you read the beginning? Yes. Did you read the end? Yes. How do we know if you read the whole middle or not?
Or what was missing in the middle, like you say?
Well, all the pages were sequential. Ooh, I don't know if that is necessarily going to work either. Now, if there's a missing page, then you didn't read the whole file.
Mm.
But it's not going to look like a missing page.
No.
I'm not just going to tear it out of that book. Well, nobody will notice this. I don't know. It's just,
again, we love Bongino, but...
Again, you're only as good as the information that you're given.
Yes.
And make no mistake about it, this is information given.
It's like a computer. What goes in, coming out, same thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you not think at the highest levels, especially when it involves top security clearance and intelligence, et cetera, they don't make sure they go, now, what do you want to put in the official record? That's exactly what they do. And then now this becomes the official record.
Right.
Any other evidence at that time, generally they're going to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be no need to take it. Why would you keep it? Because if you keep it and you don't utilize it in a report, then you're guilty of a crime. Suppressing evidence, destroying evidence, whatever the case may be. So you can't just say, I read the whole file. And people feel clean about it. They don't. And it's not his fault per se, although his wording does sound a little bit too politician-y.
That's
not why people liked Bongino.
Right.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Tom, you're on the air.
Hey, I think you guys are right, and Bongino's right, and I think that if you have a little secret inner group of people, like you always see these movies where there's some super secret black ops group that's got everything planned, I think we have them. I think it's there. And I don't think they keep files on any of this stuff. And if there are any loose ends, if there are any people who know anything that they shouldn't know, they just disappear. Like, you know, you watch Breaking Bad and the bad guys are put in barrels with acid and they just dissolve into nothing and they're poured out in the desert. I mean, I think that stuff happens. And, you know, Bongino's doing whatever he can, but there's nothing there. If there was anything untoward that happened, then the people who did it are going to be so far beyond the FBI and the CIA that it's just going to disappear like it never happened. And with the Epstein thing, he probably did kill himself, or they allowed him to kill himself. Like you said, all the TVs going off at the same time, all the cameras, that's kind of insane. But, you know, once again, this might be a group that's protecting all of these politicians, and we're never going to find out anything. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. And one of the top witnesses recently died. Hmm. And that kind of went, you know, came and went in the news cycle. 8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, who is Guy Edward Barkus and why did he want to blow stuff up? Details on that on the way. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Eight:49 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for taking us along this morning. We appreciate it. In case you haven't heard the news, Joe Biden officially battling the most aggressive type of prostate cancer. Bone metastasis has taken place, so it spread to the bone. Normally, prostate cancer, 80% of men over 80 are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer. In the case of most of those men, it is moving so slowly that in many cases they won't treat it, or they'll treat it in a very not very aggressive manner, because the chances are you'll outlive the cancer. The cancer, in other words, you're going to die of some other cause probably before that prostate cancer gets to the point where it's going to take your life. But they're saying that he was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Well, I got to tell you, it must be incredibly aggressive. Joe Biden may have had this for a couple of years.
The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer.
Have. I, and so many other people have. I have. He said he has cancer. He said that 2 years ago. Why would you hide that diagnosis? Oh, gee, I don't know. Because at that point, he was still going to be a candidate. And they wanted to, hey, this doesn't need to be public, whatever the case may be. And I don't know, again, look, they'll probably come out at some period of time in the future. Who knows? Could be a week, could be a year or two. But they'll come out and they'll say, yes, they knew about the cancer, but they didn't feel like it was that detrimental or it was more aggressive than they thought, but they didn't find that out for X amount of time. In other words, they're going to try to walk it back, just like the, we had no idea that he was, you know, suffering mentally or whatever. And then they come around and go, yeah, of course we knew. Well, you know, depending on what book deal you have. So it'll come out and they'll go, yeah, we knew. Yes, he was diagnosed with it. Because as the president of the United States, your health care is probably, there's more oversight there and more one-on-one and more in-depth kind of care than probably anyone gets in the U.S., let alone possibly even the world. You're not going to want for anything if you're a president of the United States. And medically, they're going to be screening you all the time, especially when you're in that age group. I mean, it's like medical school 101. Yeah, when a man starts to get near 80, and especially if there's any other, like, urinary issues, etc. Come on. Again, yeah, it would have to be really aggressive if it just popped up in the last year. Is that what they're trying to say? Yeah, that would be incredible. He was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer that has a 5-year survival rate of between 30% and 40%. The former president's prostate cancer is characterized by what they call a Gleason score of 9 and grade group 5. And yes, it's metastasized to the bone. And they say that is pretty far advanced. That's according to Dr. Mark Siegel. He is the senior medical analyst for Fox News. He said it's the most aggressive type. That means it has the highest risk of spread, which obviously it has. Now, he's apparently urinary symptoms were present. That's another sign that the cancer is advanced, because prostate cancer initially, especially, is probably not going to have really any easily diagnosable symptoms. This was found by a physical examination by a prostate exam, according to Dr. Siegel. A lot of times we find an elevation in the PSA number, and then we go after it. I mean, he must have had the best possible care here. Mm-hmm. I'm a little taken aback that it's this far advanced. Yeah, really? Because you're a logical man and highly educated in medicine?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And that you would have just now discovered this?
No. Yeah.
No.
And again, he wants to, you know, part of it's educational. The PSA test is not always a perfect indicator of prostate cancer.
Yep.
Someone who has a rise in PSA automatically gets an MRI, according to Dr. Siegel, after the MRI decision made about whether to conduct a biopsy.
Been there 3 times. Proof that the PSA number doesn't necessarily mean anything.
Right.
So.
And like I said earlier, statistically, more than 80% of men over 80 years of age have some prostate cancer cells in their body.
Now, I'm not 80 yet, but it feels like
you hope
someday.
To be someday.
I hope to be.
But
yes.
Not sooner than you have to be.
No, I'm not in no hurry. No.
For $5 million, would you give up the years you have between now and 80, $5 million.
No, because at 80, who knows what kind of condition you're going to be in to even enjoy the $5 million.
You might get that suitcase full of money and have a cardiac arrest right there on the spot.
See? Exactly. But, you know, I had forgotten about that clip. We talked about it 2 years ago, and we just kind of went with what the White House said. Oh, it's a gaffe. Yeah, he just misspoke because he did all the time. But that was like too detailed. If it's Delaware and his, I don't know.
What a great card to play to have in your back pocket as the White House to back up the president. To be able to say, to just play the Joker. Well, you know, come on. It's Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He makes mistakes.
Yeah.
It's just a gaffe. I mean, I guess the good news is like 90% of the population didn't really maybe even know what a gaffe was.
True.
And then they go, oh,
it's Joe, everything Joe Biden says.
Yes.
Apparently so.
And, No, and again, wish him the best.
Sure.
Nobody wants to see anybody get cancer, have cancer.
But aren't you just tired of the lying from this office?
Group, yeah.
I mean, come on, really.
It really goes to show you, I mean, the way in which they operate.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it exemplifies it once again, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
It is 8:57 on the Bob Rose Show, and 9 o'clock stretch is coming up right around the corner, and our special guest, he could be the governor one day, Congressman Byron Donalds, coming up next on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, right here on 97.3 The Sky.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.